It's not the biggest one in town. You might even say it flies a little bit under the radar. Hollywood stars who make their stop in the valley certainly hope so. Its history goes back to wartime. The Scottsdale Airport averages about 140,000 departures and arrivals a year. They're mostly private and corporate planes. Did you know Scottsdale Airport was an Army Air Corps aviation training base during the Second World War, known as Thunderbird Field 2?
This was primarily for U.S. aviation cadets.
Joan Fudala has written extensively on the history of the Scottsdale Airport.
This was in the middle of nowhere. From our founding in 1888, Scottsdale through World War II was just a really small farming and ranching community centered in what is now downtown Scottsdale. And this was far north of where any development was.
Thunderbird Field 2 opened in June 1942. Its boundaries were around what is today Frank Lloyd Wright Boulevard to Thunderbird Road, and from about Scottsdale Road to the Pima Freeway. The runway was a flat, graded area, and the closest air marker was decidedly low-tech.
The McDowell Mountains came in very important as a navigational aid to those cadets. And in fact, Pinnacle Peak Mountain at the north end of the McDowells became a really important nav aid. Years ago, I interviewed several of the cadets that had trained here, and they said without Pinnacle Peak, they may not have found their way back to Thunderbird Field.
Fudala says while U.S. cadets were trained here, all of the other airport workers were civilians, actually Scottsdale residents. During that time, the base became the largest employment center in the area. Thunderbird II closed in 1944. During the 2 years that it served as a military aviation base, an estimated 5,500 cadets were trained here. After the war, the land went through a series of owners, from Arizona State College to the federal government, and by 1953, the Seventh-day Adventist Church purchased the land. The Tower Control and Cadet Facilities area was converted into what is today the Thunderbird Adventist Academy.
The Adventists realized they had way more land than they needed, so they offered the landing area to the city of Scottsdale to open up a municipal airport, which the city did in 1967, and that became Scottsdale Airport.
A few of the Thunderbird Field 2 base hangars still exist today in the area where the school is located. The airport landing strip has been paved since then, but the angle of the runway is very similar to what cadets used to train on during World War II. For KJZZ News, I'm Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez.